This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Heel with the steal. Heel down to Draymond. Draymond lob. Payton. Dunk! Low right. Jammed it through. Chauncey Billups says, I've got to stop the noise.
My fault.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give the Blazers some credit.
Equifax.
That would have been an easy game just to... I mean, the Warriors hitting threes all over the place. They could have gotten buried about three times last night.
And I thought they were, Stoddy, and they came back. And I'm like, 21 of 41, the Dubs went from deep.
Yeah, they're not going to lose a lot of games when they shoot 53 from the field, 51 from three, and 91 from the line. By the way, who's worried about their free throw shooting?
Not over here.
Can we? See? What? See? Put your finger down.
I'm good.
I said I'd ever. I don't think there's such a thing as a bad free throw shooting team. I think there's bad free throw shooters that happen to be on a team. And one guy, you get one guy in here, you get four guys out, and the next thing you know, they're knocking down.
I'm radio mad at you right now.
Oh, no.
You've been gone, so I've been battling through a little bug, Steiny, and I said for 2 weeks, I'm on my way out to get coffee, French vanilla, and I said, you know what? I've had a runny nose for like 2 weeks. And then you go, is that the nose candy? And I'm like, come on, you know I don't do that stuff.
Of course not. That's why it's a joke.
It was a low blow.
It's a joke. Yeah. I just wanted to know how you know no, Steiny. That's when it bleeds.
Well, I've been here. I watch movies.
Yeah,
man.
You watched, what was the movie?
Why is the boss in there?
A little Hustle and Flow.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. By the way, a little update for our listeners. We got some action the next couple days. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Chase Center at the Warriors practice. So we'll be getting guys coming off the practice court. And it's going to be fun time. It's going to be a fun time to be over there. This team's rolling right now. And the vibes are good, and we're going to try to bring you some of those vibes tomorrow. And then Thursday,
bang, bang!
By the way, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh?
I'm going to use both text lines here. The YouTube text and the number text, okay. The 888-957-9570. I need a head count for Thursday.
Look at him,
who's coming? Who's coming out to the public market, Emeryville, to watch the Warriors Kings with Guru and myself?
Because the last one at
Let's Go
Tipsy Putt was a success.
That was fun. I got to tell you, remember, it was pouring rain that night.
It was.
And we still had a nice little crew led by the one and only Ernie Chavez.
You think he's showing tomorrow, Thursday?
Well, if he doesn't, then there's something wrong with our relationship.
I got you.
But yeah, we'd love to see you out at the public market, Emeryville, on Thursday for the Kings-Warriors game. Watch party. Guru and I will be out there. Come on down. We'll have some. Of course, it's open to the public, Don Dada. That's why we're inviting all you guys. So that'll be Thursday. And I'll tell you what, keep it under your hat, everybody. But one thing I'm efforting from the boss.
Look at my man.
Come on, Matt.
Hand
come on,
over.
Nahegan. Give me the company credit card so we can take care of some of our P1s.
It's hard out here on the player, man. Come on.
Let me see if I can weasel that company credit card for some of our loyals.
Last time he gave it to us, he said the credit card company called him. Evan, he thought it might be fraud going on.
In that respect, it is the private public market.
No, it is open to the public. We'd love to see all you out there.
Hey, can
sure.
I'm interrupting you. Just, it's out of excitement. I tell every host I get down with that. Can we make a petition for GP2 to keep the mask on? Because he's just been lights out with it. If we see him tomorrow, we'll ask him.
I mean, certain guys have done that, and they've kept it regardless. Rip Hamilton. And don't forget Kareem with the goggles. Not quite a face mask, but he wore the goggles because he got poked in the eyes a lot.
But didn't they fog up on him? How did he keep it?
He never worked up a sweat. He was so calm, cool, and collected.
Lou Alcindor.
Yes, he was.
Well, Pods hated it. But he had the clear one. But yeah, GP2's got like the Batman.
Dude, that the Batman. Bron had the Batman one time. Remember, he wore a mask.
Vaguely. 888-957-9570. Let's get it going. Let's go. Okay. You know what? We may as well start by raising the bar as high as we can. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley.
B-Town.
Shaka, what's up, man?
What's up, man? You know, I'm coming through Thursday, man.
Yeah.
Kicking with y'all, man. I'm in there, man.
Yeah.
Man, there's a hole out here on the field, man. Hey, man. Hey. The guy who called earlier said he was stepping out from his job. And he said the Warriors were chipsy. Tell him don't lose his day job. Because his really not up to par. Hey, man, we got a great team. Jimmy Buckets has brought so much energy to the Bay. Even in Steph, man. Steph had a couple 40 points, man. I love the post. He's a poor man's Kevin McHale, man. He's got so much of a future. You got to tap your ass.
Shaka, both of us go ahead.
He said post is like Kevin McHale?
A poor man's Kevin McHale. Like, hey.
I said he's a poor man.
Yeah.
I said he's got three. He's outside. He's at outside range. He's nimble. That number 56, man, he's an A, five-star, man. He's something to work with for the youth, man. And Gary Payton, he's playing like his dad, man. And he's going to the hole so confidently. And at 6'3", he plays like a guy 6'7", man.
And he tried to end. Who is it, Klingon?
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Appreciate it, as always.
He tried to end Klingon, Stein. He tried to dunk
on
him.
You don't end Klingon. You don't end Klingon.
It was one of those oops, yeah.
You do not end Klingon.
He's pretty good, man.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Only 21.
You're a type of player.
Yeah. What's that?
The young player.
21, yes.
You throw him away at 24.
He's 34. 34 is my limit. Kurt Rambis wore glasses.
Yeah.
He was a thug.
Shout out Santa Clara.
Kurt Rambis.
Scoot Henderson was wearing goggles. I don't know if it was last year or early this year, but he's got the rec specs.
Yeah.
I feel like
I couldn't do it.
I'm not afraid to say Kurt Rambis about he might be on my Mount Rushmore of least liked all-time players.
But he was loved by his teammates.
That's great, but I didn't. That's more important. You'd rather be loved by me and disliked by your teammates. You see what I'm saying? You need you want my approval. That's more important than teammates, right?
You shock me at times.
Well, Steiny, we know it's not hard for you to dislike a player, but
that's not true.
But for someone to be on your Mount Rushmore of disliked players, that's a different.
Yeah,
that's a different space.
It's interesting.
You know what? As long as we're at it,
Carmelo Anthony.
No, oh my God,
Paul
no.
George.
No, Dwight Howard.
Oh, Steiny.
Nick Young.
He's podcasted now.
Kurt Rambis.
Who's the four?
It's going to be another white player.
I'll come up with one.
Boy.
I'll come up with
one. All right.
Let's go to
all positivity.
My podcast buddy, Trevor in Roner Park. Give it a plug.
What's up, guys?
Give it a plug.
Okay. So, Sideline Bay Area Sports, guys. Listen to it when you're not listening to the radio here. I'm on almost every single day. I don't have specific time, so just look for me when you see that live notification. But that being said, I want to say something about the Warriors. I don't know if I can be as energetic as the last guy on the phone, but they are playing absolutely lights out. I just want to say two things. One, because I know Guru you remember maybe I called a couple weeks ago and you were asking the question, who's the player that needs to really come together and get it going to make this Warrior team get into the playoffs and bring them into the maybe close to the finals, yeah, whatever. And you gave a list of people. You said Jonathan Kuminga, Moody. I don't know what the other one. And I said Moody. Well, there you go, man. Moody, yeah, is coming around, and Moody is making a difference. And I want to say something about Kuminga. Kuminga is not going to make the difference whether this Warrior team goes deep in the playoffs or not. Oh. He will enhance this team. I think he's going to enhance this team. But they're playing lights out right now without him, and when he comes back, he's going to make them better. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But I don't think there, because I heard somebody say, and I didn't hear you guys say it, so I'm not going to say you did, but I did hear somebody say that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the difference between whether this team goes deep in the playoffs.
That was me,
or they have an early exit.
Yeah, that was me. Leroy from the 510, yeah.
I do not believe that for a second. That's not going to make the difference. The difference is going to be if they continue this vibe going. But guys, dude, they're since Matt, you and I talked, they're playing a different brand of basketball. And now I think, you know, holding on to that sixth spot is not going to be as much of a worry. I just wonder if the Rockets are going to fall off. Maybe they'll get up into that five spot even. I don't know, but they're playing fantastic basketball. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. Thanks, Trevor. Yeah. Take
Houston's
care, buddy.
Houston's won three in a row since having a lot of problems, Donnie. And still got that three-game lead, man.
Yeah, don't count Minnesota out. Minnesota, I think, is going to keep winning.
I'm not.
Which is going to force the Warriors to keep winning.
Right.
And, you know, it's going to go down to the wire. I was thinking about a couple things. The whole play-in thing. And I always try to look at the standings this time of year and say, well, what if there was no play-in like there used to be?
Because we've not won a game in the play-in.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think that matters if they finish seven? Hold on. Let's say they finish seven.
I got something for you.
Are you going to be like, Steiny, they're 0-2 in play-ins.
I'm going to go Bonte, Mully, and Fetzes. Oh, every time that my man scores 18 points, Buddy Hield, they're such and such, 18-0. Like, I know that's not, you know, everything, Stoddy, but it is a nugget. And it's just, they're scars. We've yet to win a game in the play-in. Lost to the Lakers, lost to Memphis and OT at home, and then we know what happened last year.
One of the reasons you lose in the play-in is because you're at best a 7 seed anyway, so you're not just good enough.
Unless you're Miami.
By the way,
Jimmy Butler.
Let me make it clear about Kurt Rambis, because I know he is a Santa Clara alum. I don't like him because I was a Celtics fan. Period.
But how many years got to go by before you'd be like, you know what?
Infinity.
He played his ass off.
Infinity.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're the one who's the one who's the fan that you know. These things got to last, and they've got to.
I like what Stewart did to Steph. I didn't like the chef getting pushed, but he protected his territory, Steiny.
See, that's the thing. Don't let us get Steph tomorrow, because so much time has gone by, he's going to have...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's going to have to endure some tough questions if we get him.
look at that.
No promises. Like
Steph.
Steph. Like I would say, Steph.
Talk to
get him. Away from the Pistons bench when you do that. That's none of your. That's not your place over there.
Like, yeah, that's his cathedral, though. That's
I owe Curry nothing.
Stewart got it.
I may amend that, by the way. Yeah. We'll see. That's the other thing about Portland last night. Yeah, Curry's making shots and he's spinning around and falling on the ground. It's like
that's enough. That's sometimes Michael Jackson.
Sometimes when they play like that, it's like, boy, if I'm
did
the other team, I'm just
Shimmy?
Packing in.
Gary Payton hit a corner three and did some like the the Saturday night strut. I'm like, oh boy, they feel it.
Show me
good.
A shimmy next week against Denver. Hmm? All right.
Well, I don't
know. It's not hard to shimmy against the Blazers.
If we could, you'll tell
it's
the players that on Thursday.
Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Wednesday.
You know,
we got so much on the docket. Thursday's a watch party.
Thursday's public market. Yeah. Emeryville watch party. Tomorrow is
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Chase Center. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. How about this? Kind of thing I think about. Was it Shaka said, oh, man, there is so... Jimmy Butler has brought so much excitement. So much excitement. Jimmy Butler. And he's right. But, you know, the player Jimmy Butler, he's not really the most exciting player in the world. In fact, he's almost so fundamentally sound as to make him boring in a way.
It's a compliment, though, Stoney.
No, of course
it goes
it
to
is.
The gravity of his game.
Of
right?
course it is. No doubt about it.
You will not mistake him for Dr. J. You know what I'm saying? He plays below the rim.
Andrew Wiggins, how many triple-doubles? I think he had one as a Warrior. Andrew Wiggins, triple-doubles.
They lost last night to Charlotte
they
at
stink.
Home. I went to, he had 16.
I mean, they stink.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know we're in the Bay, but Jimmy Butler messed up their year. Come on.
Well, they'll be in the playoffs or play in. Yeah, they're eighth or ninth. It's the East, honey.
Wiggins
they're
has ninth. One career triple-double.
Damn.
And it was with the Warriors.
In 2020.
Gotcha.
When he first got here.
All right.
COVID.
Heater.
I got you. I'm just telling you where they're at.
The Chicago Bulls are going to make the play in. They're 10 under 500. The league. Come on, league.
Wait, he was playing for the Wolves. Sorry.
Uh-oh. All right, so Jimmy Butler's got his first triple-double as a Warrior.
Yeah.
Big Smooth in Oakland. What's going on, Big Smooth in Oakland? What's going on, buddy?
Check out the Big Smooth podcast coming soon to all social media platforms. But listen,
yes,
man.
We'll do.
I gotta start charging.
Right. Okay. Can I put this rat on the table?
Nah, yes, man. Rats have gone away. Brought to you by Atco. Go ahead, Big Smooth.
I didn't hear the little rat sound, but it's okay. Listen, here's the rat on the table. Warrior fans, we are not going to start nitpicking these wins. Man, we got a stack. Mm. We got folks running right. We got a stack wins. Stop it with analyzing our wins. Cut it out. I'm like Chef 2 years ago. Get on this bus or go home. Now is the time for Warrior fans. Get on the bus or stay home. We're not going to be in the middle of this, trying to figure, oh, well, Karl Towns wasn't. Hey, Karl Towns' problem. Whoever's not playing right now, so what? We got a stack of wins. I want that fifth or fourth spot. Once you look at the standings fourth. Around that, once you hit 40, all these teams are stacked up in there. Lakers, Memphis. They're all stacked in. If we get, if we keep winning, because look at this, look at the schedule. Oh, a lot of these teams are playing each other. We got a smooth pathway. We got two tough games in this month. But if you look at everybody else, they all play each other. They're all going to be knocking each other out. All we have to do is keep stacking them wins. I don't care how we get them. I don't care. Mm. Whoever.
Well, what are we going to talk about?
They wins.
If they. What if they never lose another game? We can't talk about the Warriors then because we can't nitpick wins. That's the sign of a good team.
No. We're not nitpicking. You only can – what are we going to do? Order – give me the next game, but make sure everybody's there. We can't order our opponent. All we got to do is play with who's in front of us, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Big smoothie.
What we're doing here is sports talk radio. Smoothie? But my man. Yeah.
Well, I guess he was talking to you.
Well, so thanks, Big Smooth. Get him off. Well, let's go back about 8 years. What the hell would we have done when they were 73-9?
Do what you and I did during the game.
Great game.
Hey, yeah.
70.
Dude, I'll never forget.
Yeah, Warriors are down 14 with 6 minutes to go. They'll come back. They always do. And they did.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
GP. What if I'm random?
That was Clay Thompson.
I thought that was GP.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
You're my bae.
Get to know your champions.
I feel bad for Clay.
Why?
Damn.
They're going to get AD back. They're going to make the play-in.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they're 10th now.
Phoenix is going to catch them. AD missed the game in three last night
against Memphis. I will make that bet, and I don't even know what the standings are. You're not going to make that bet because you know you talk too soon.
No, Steiny.
Phoenix is 2.5 behind Dallas. I'll bet you right now, Phoenix, they finish 11.
The next bet we make, odds are going to be
in my favor.
So you don't want
to bet? Yeah, you wanted to chirp. Fair enough.
It still can happen.
It's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I agree. 5-1-0, stop discrediting the Clippers because they do have the tiebreaker over you.
Yeah, nobody has.
I feel like the Clippers are the most under-the-radar team in the West.
Game and a half behind us.
So,
and Kawhi is healthy.
And he made a shot at the buzzer the other day.
A lefty.
Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, good little Sunday, man. Hey, y'all know I didn't like Jimmy, man, on the Warriors. But now I kind of like him now. You feel me?
I do.
I like the lineup. And one thing I do notice about Kerr, remember when Moody and Kuminga first came in, he didn't really trust the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like he trusted Post, and he trusted Santos more than ever now.
Yep.
That's kind of strange to me that he really trusted them to do what Kuminga and Moody was doing when they first came in the league, but he wasn't really sold on to them. But my main thing I wanted to talk about was Kuminga. I don't know, when he come back, you know, I think he should be leading that bench roll with Pop coming off that bench. I think we can have a big scoring chance on the bench roll. What do you think about that? So coming off the bench and letting everybody else start, whoever's starting right now.
I mean, what do you think about that? Yeah, Austin, I mean,
he can eat.
If I were Steve Kerr, he already said that Kuminga's only going to play at least at the beginning in short spurts. Yeah. The guy's missed 30 games. So clearly he's going to come off the bench. Now the question is, can he build up his role over the last 17 games as the Warriors head into the playoffs? And then you go into the playoffs and he knows what his role is going to be, whether Steve Kerr reinserts him back into the starting lineup or he has to come off the bench.
Right.
But, you know, I
can't wait.
That's up to me. It really is up to Kuminga.
And his body. You know, we're kind of omitting that, Stoney. We're being proactive, but, you know, physically, where's he at? How many minutes can he endure? And how long will it last before the ramp-up period's over?
Yeah, we'll find all that stuff out. Kurt Rambis, according to the 510, gave hope to us white non-athletic ballers. I loved his game, but I understand why you didn't like him, Stoney. You were a Celtics fan. But he wasn't a thug. He did what you would say. It's called the dirty work.
Yeah. Pops can dunk. He clotheslined McHale.
McHale clotheslined Rambis. That's Mikhail clotheslined Rambis.
Look at Evan.
Changed the series.
Yeah,
it did. It did change the series. Yeah, we can talk about the Celtics 80, a couple of their titles if you want in the 80s.
Dude, Hauser went for 40 the other night. Hauser for the shooting, Sharpsman for the Celtics. The other night, Pritchard and White both went for 40. My point is, they are the happy hour of the NBA. They're loaded.
It's a new, it's a new NBA.
Dude, they got guys to get you 40. Just wherever you, hey, come get the game. Stoney Pritchard can ball, man.
Can he dunk though?
Pods can dunk.
That's what's most important.
Context.
That's what's most important. Yeah. Can Pritchard dunk or not?
I'm mad about Rambis and I got it the wrong way, man.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. You'll make another mistake and forget about that one soon.
You'll miss a read.
No doubt.
Well, see,
I'm not a real host.
Traditional.
You are a real person in the B chair. By the way, are you offended when they use the term B chair?
I can't. Like, is it black chair?
No. Shasky's in the B chair.
Yeah, dude,
he's
but
a
the
white
heavyweights
guy.
Are always in the B chair.
Think literally about it. Or figuratively?
Hey, boy.
Abundant life.
Hey, we got Dibs, Shasky, and myself. That's a big three. Talk to me.
It's actually one big man and a couple guards is what it is.
Those are legends.
Hey, explain this to me.
Yeah.
And you know we love our Bobby Fitzgerald.
He's the man.
I'm watching the game last night. No, 9:40 left in the third quarter. Okay,
you got it, Dan.
Warriors are up 10. They're feeling, it's looking good.
I know where you're going.
They're a little spicy. Kalena and Fitz. And Fitz goes right in the middle of the play-by-play.
This is getting...
The Lakers have lost tonight. And I'm like, the Lakers? What do we do? They're 40-23. They're 8-2 over their last 10.
He's the best, man. I thought you were going to say something else.
Like, why wouldn't he say, the Rockets have won tonight?
I love him.
That's how you get a feel for little stuff like that. Warriors are feeling good, no doubt about
it. Portland got it to within 6, and he goes, this is getting dangerous. He's right. He's like, this is getting dangerous. I go, dude, you are the man.
I do kind of feel bad for him, because I believe Thursday is a TNT game.
The next two.
But he won't get to call Curry's 4,003.
That's a great man. That's a great call.
Yeah, that's true.
The next two games he mentioned are on Saturday, I believe, is national TV.
Yeah, ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it was funny when he said, the Lakers have lost.
That's pretty good.
And then the other one I liked was Draymond made a nice defensive play, and he goes, Draymond Green making that effort for first-team All-NBA defense. All righty. All righty. Hey, we're rolling. We're rolling, so.
5-3-0 with a 6.
Read it.
Rambis clothesline bird at the Barcelona Olympics. I didn't get it till the end.
Of course,
the Olympics were in Paris.
But the original 94 Dream Team.
92.
Damn it, Goo.
Evan, you knew I knew that. I'm having some fun.
I know. Yeah.
So, all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get into some sound from the game last night, too. This team is rolling, and the Chase Center's rocking. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got a question for Warrior fans, and it's courtesy of Norm, Guru's father, and it's a great one, and I'm going to ask Warrior fans about it on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
If he starts yawning at a ref, sit his down, put him on the bench.
Oh. Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, Steph. Steph on the verge of his 37th birthday on Friday.
And about to hit another milestone with two more threes.
Yeah.
That will be done Thursday.
He's too old.
You know what's funny? A lot of people were talking about how that's going to be an untouchable record. I wonder. Just because when Curry came into his career, he was only shooting, maybe about 5 a game. And now guys come into the league and they're early in their careers are taking 8 or 9 a game. And I don't know that that's going to be untouchable.
But it's like when I hear Draymond has more threes made than Larry Bird. I'm like, what do I do with that? Like, I understand why the game has changed. But, Stoney, we might get there'll never be another Steph. There just won't.
Not here.
It's going to be real hard to touch by the time he's done. Like, there's only one other player in the history of basketball that's above 3,000.
Can we get this to play a little trivia?
Right, but like, what about a guy like, and I'm not saying he's, but what about Trae Young? He's really young, and he came into the league shooting a lot of threes.
Still shooting.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, he's going to go down probably. Well, he's the greatest shooter the game's ever produced.
Real quick, Stoney.
I don't think anybody denies that.
You just told Evan a story, and somebody was discussing Evan, and without his knowledge. And then before Evan left, I go, let's tell that person to keep his name out your mouth.
I don't like that phrase.
Why?
Because you don't tell me, and I don't tell you what comes out of your mouth. That's the U.S. of A.
But a person saying, talk about a different subject but me.
I won't.
Why does that bother you?
Give me a name of somebody who I should keep out of my mouth.
Well,
that didn't sound great. Yeah. Blake Snell. He stinks.
Exactly. There we go.
Exactly.
Well, if there's Blake Snell news, then but this was random.
I mean, it would be like I was not a fan of what LeBron did. To Stephen A. Smith. Come on. It was the middle of a game.
Yeah, right.
It was the middle of a game.
And Bron looked like the Jolly Green Giant. He was so just
Stephen A.'s not small either. He's got to be about 6'3", I would think. But
we got to cut that hair, man.
I like LeBron, but do it in the tunnel. Do it and do it all outside of the cameras.
But I think that's what he wanted for effects.
I know he did. That's the point.
That's what I don't like.
That's what I don't like
Barkley
either.
Said what he wanted about Kendrick. It wasn't about going viral. He was just saying it. He's unfiltered, I believe.
That's not good.
I didn't like
it. The Barkley, both of them.
And you're going to be working together.
Ostensibly. We'll see.
Those idiots over there. Like, damn, Chuck.
But then Kendrick Perkins' reply about we keep it real.
But it was in writing,
409?
Though. Yeah, it was in writing.
Where is that? That's got to be deep in Texas, believe.
Port Arthur, I believe, but he's from Texas.
You can't have your talent. You can't have your big commentators threatening violence on each other.
And there's Bob Myers up there right next to him. I know he's like, Kendrick, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Bob is uncomfortable on that show. I'll say that.
That'll get Bob. Kendrick Perkins about to get Bob Myers back in the league faster than he wants, maybe. I don't know. I'm looking at the games remaining. And, people are saying they can get to this spot, they can get to that spot. So the Warriors have 17 more games left. Let's look at the Rockets.
Damn, 17.
All right, the Rockets have 17 more, too. So let's just say 17 games. What are the Rockets? 10-7?
I'll say 11.
If they go 11-6, it's over.
All right,
let's say 10-7.
But tell me what they got.
Okay, so 10-7 would put the Rockets at 50 wins. They'd be 50-32. That means the Warriors would have to go 13-4.
I had 14-3.
13-4. They have 37 wins now. 13-4 gets them to 50-32. They'd win the tiebreaker. I mean, all right.
All right.
13-4 is still pretty hot.
But even if you get up there, you got to play 5. That's a beast. That's a bear of a series.
That'll be Memphis.
Okay, man. Well, or Denver. Or
the Lakers.
Yeah, if they start slip, they were awful last night. Lost to Brooklyn. No Bron.
I mean, that's what I'm excited about, is if the Warriors stay at 6, or even if they get to 5, I think it's locking into one of the three teams, Denver, the Lakers, or the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And when I look at each of those series, I'll take either one. I'll take any of the three because they all are going to have fascinating intrigue. The Grizzlies.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That'll be as chippy as it gets if the Warriors open with the Grizzlies.
I had 29 last night.
The Lakers, of course, with LeBron and Luka.
I don't put Houston in that group with Denver, well, those two teams you mentioned. So I know right now that's not feasible, but if somehow you could get Houston, Stoney,
I don't see how.
I know.
I mean, I just don't see how.
I hate it, though. That's where I'd like to go.
You would have to have Houston and the Warriors leapfrog the Grizzlies. And the Warriors are four behind the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies have 17 left. So let's just say the Grizzlies go 10-7. Then the Warriors got to go 14-3.
Yeah.
Can they do it? I mean,
they haven't lost with Butler. Jesus.
They lost.
Well, with him in the lineup, you just said they're undefeated.
No, they've won 10 in a row. Yeah, I guess.
They lost against the Mavericks with Butler.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew they lost one game without, or with Jimmy Butler. But yeah, the Warriors got it going on right now. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about Kuminga. Anthony Slater was on with the afternoon show yesterday. Let's talk a little Jonathan Kuminga. It looks like he's coming back when, Anthony?
From my understanding, you're very likely to see him soon. I could definitely see it Thursday night after these two off days. He gets in maybe a full practice Wednesday when the team should get in a full practice. I think you might see him Thursday. It has taken longer than they hoped it would, but it's not like there's some type of setback where they've shut him down. He's still scrimmaging. He's still doing 3-on-3s. He's still getting closer. It's just, if you want to consider it a setback or not, I would say it's probably been pushed back a week longer than they thought it would.
And the Warriors tend to be ultra super duper conservative about that kind of stuff, particularly with somebody as young as Kuminga with his athletic ability and an ankle. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
So if you had to bet your life on it, you think he's out there Thursday after hearing that?
Well, I mean, it would just be a guess, so I wouldn't make a bet on it. Now, you like to make bets when you just make a guess, which I kind of respect. I mean, you don't put a lot of thought in it. You just guess. And,
no, I just homework. You do homework all. Come on, Stoney.
What'd your homework tell you? Did you make any bets last night?
Yeah.
Actually, you don't have to tell me.
I did. Lakers.
I don't want to get in your business.
Lakers -4.5. They lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
Why'd you think the Lakers? Because you saw the Nets play the Warriors tough.
But I thought Luka was going to take an opportunity, and Reeves has just been a shell of himself since he's come back. He could hit the side of a barn. I thought they were going to take the opportunity to say, we got it without Bron, and they didn't.
I keep seeing the Lakers. The Lakers are real. They lost two in a row after eight wins in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to – hey, Warriors, like, that's the thing about the Warriors. One little hiccup. They ain't going to get to five.
That's what this life is about. You are right.
And they have the Rockets one more time, so that'll be a big game.
Timbo says Stoney taking sneaky. He's taking shots at me.
Oh, but they're all good natured.
Yeah.
Gurus, I'll tell you what.
But three errors, I make three errors.
I've seen worse bettors than you.
What? I'm in the Hall of Fame. What are you talking?
No, Carter's in the Hall of Fame.
See, this gets me mad. You got to put some respect on my gambling. Come on, Stoney. All the stuff I send you on the threads with the pluses. You just ignore it, and then you just like to see me miserable. I do understand. I get it. How could you look at me and call me a bad gambler?
I didn't say you were a bad bettor. Yeah. I said I've seen bettors worse than you.
Norm called me a bad gambler. I was about 22. Five said it.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for bringing up Norm, because he's going to be the theme of the next 10 minutes.
Oh, so, boy.
This is
this is
fair.
It's
game.
Real.
So Guru has an annual family reunion in Texas.
Yeah. Yep.
And this one is no different this year coming up, and it's mid-June.
Yeah, 10 of us going.
Nice. Uh-huh. Mid-June. And so apparently...
Went Guru, for the time off.
Guru goes to Nahegan and says, hey, mid-June, I'm going to take some time off. And Nahegan goes, what about the finals?
didn't even think of it.
Guru says, I didn't even think of it. And Nahegan goes, let me ask you a question, Goo. How many Warrior fans right now would be confident going on a vacation in mid-June because they think the Warriors will be in the finals? Like, I'm sorry, if I got a trip back east, if I got a golf vacation scheduled for June,
I don't want to go.
June 15th, I am not pulling that reservation yet. I am absolutely not.
But You feel like it. I feel like it's headed there. So the family, they're going without me because we talked about it, Johnny. I believe this could happen. Norm's response was like, no chance in hell, and he's a Warrior fan. I said, they're playing their ass off. But, Stoney, for them to make it and get through three series, boy, they would have earned it, and I'd be a happy camper here back at the job.
B's Knee says, save your vacations for NFL season. We don't take vacations during
when we try not to. Well, you know what he's saying? That the Niner season might not be shaping up to be
said. Yeah, well said. I didn't.
Hopefully, I'm wrong.
I mean, look, if my buddy invites me on a golf trip to Ireland in mid June, I'm saying
you can't make
Bandon
it.
Dunes or Scotland or Kiowa or Pinehurst. I'm in, and I'll deal with the ramifications when they come. That's a bridge too far for me right now.
Well, you wouldn't get the time off approved. You would have to be here for the finals.
We'll see.
But that's my point, is I would still, I'd say,
oh, okay, yeah,
I'd say Nahegan.
Yeah,
I'm leaving on the 15th. And he'll say, well, not if the Warriors are in the finals. And I'm like, hey, Matt, look, I like what's going on now, too, but I'm leaving on the 15th.
They got action, man. They're going to I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I am so not saying that. But we have a big three now, man. And
I mean,
we got role players and starters. Just Potts is not even playing. Last guy, I mean,
okay,
you know, he'll be back. We just, it's almost like strength in numbers 2.0.
Well,
it wasn't like that when we lost to the Lakers a couple years ago.
Let's put it this way. Let's say somebody invited you to go to the Bahamas.
Never
June
been.
15th,
because
you're a big Warrior fan. And you know if you said... No, you know, you said no, then they got to make the finals. But if you said yes, then you'd miss the final. Come on. Nobody's saying, you know what? Forget the Bahamas. They're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. No. Maybe if you're an OKC fan, and even that would be risky.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, they got to bet they got the best record in the league. So you're thinking that would be easier than saying the Warriors are going to make the finals.
Yeah, I'm not about to change my June plans just yet.
Well, we did. We got the ticket, and
good.
We'll plan accordingly.
All right, so you have no confidence now in the Warriors.
No, I don't think I'm going.
Like, nah, he's going to be rooting against him.
No.
Will Guru be at the family reunion in Texas in mid-June?
I don't think I will.
I think.
That's what I'm saying.
I think.
So you don't think they can make it?
Don't tell it to Norm.
I told them. He go, we'll go. We got nine of us.
See, this is where I'm very literal.
No, I'm being real.
This is where I'm literal.
I don't want to go.
Ask me the question
Do
again.
Do you think the Warriors can get to the finals?
I think they could get to the finals. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, and I'm not betting on it, but I'm just telling you, I feel like I'm going to be here in June. And they're going
that
without
me. That would
be unbelievable.
I mean, if you are here in June,
and you're
missing that reunion.
Yeah, it's a great reason.
What a story that would be. Not you missing the trip, but the Warriors making the finals.
Exactly. They better win the title then.
Oh, boy.
I mean, what if they get there in a gentleman's sweep? Or?
Oh, man. That'd be the worst.
God, how would they stack up against whoever's kept Boston?
Dude, just tell you what.
Yeah.
Root for them to lose in the Western Conference Finals. Harm, no foul.
Warriors all day. Dub life? I want to see 5 for Steph, the chance for him to get it. This team.
6-5-0, and I'm with him. Guru, family over everything. You need to be at that reunion.
Not over employment.
So you?
Yeah.
Steph Curry's more important than your immediate family?
No, me trying to keep my kid.
The paycheck.
No.
Is more important than your family.
Stop. Yeah.
Hey, Slates! Anthony Slater.
Anthony.
What's going to happen when Kuminga comes back? Aren't we looking at a fight for minutes?
He's going to eat into Gui Santos' minutes. He's going to eat into some of Moses Moody's minutes. He's going to maybe, you know, nibble away from Draymond and Post and some of that, because he's, you know, he's, we'll see if that does. He's going to have to play himself back into, like, you know, a 30 to 34 minute per night type role. And that may never happen, or, you know, or that may not happen this year.
That sounds very ambitious. What? 30 to 34 minutes.
Dude, he said it. That's like Stephen A. Smith being on our roster again. He says, hey, Stoney, I need to talk to you. You and Goo. You're 3 days a week now. You know, you understand that Stephen A. Smith. You would be disappointed. So I'm saying Santos and whoever are you and I in this scenario.
the talent supersedes, and Kuminga has a bigger upside.
So I broadcast harder than Stephen A. Smith, is what you're saying.
No, he would take some of your
no, he wouldn't.
Time.
Well, he would take some of it, but...
But you would understand.
But Nahegan likes grit and grime and gamers. So he wouldn't eschew me completely. Yeah.
You better be careful.
You better be careful.
I mean, look, I'm not... Kuminga's going to play 30 minutes, if assuming he's back and healthy. He's going to play 30 minutes here and there.
I made it up.
I don't think there's...
yeah.
I don't think he's a... Well,
Johnny, he's a...
But he's not... You think he's going to play 30 minutes a night, let's say, a month from now?
I do. Wow. No, right, man. Like, tell me real quick why you did Guru right there. Wow.
What do you mean?
If he's doing
30 minutes is a lot. 30 minutes is a lot. So, I mean, right now, only Steph and Butler play over 30. Draymond's...
But he's more than capable.
Of course. But... Just because you're capable doesn't mean, like, I don't see a scenario in which Kuminga's just going to get an automatic 25 minutes a night once he's healthy.
Mm.
That's all. All I mean, right. I think there's going to be games where he plays a lot, but man, 30 minutes a game, like, that's where I do, and this is, you could replace anybody's, Kuminga's name with anybody.
Okay.
I mean, 30 minutes a game is really, that would really cut into the minutes of the players that have really kind of propelled this team outside of Jimmy Butler. And put it this way, if Kuminga starts to play 30 minutes a game, he's playing great. I mean, then he is playing great, and he is a big part of this team. But it's going to be a long way for Kuminga to go from coming back on Thursday against the Sacramento Kings to play in 30 minutes a night late in the season into the playoffs. Well, that's just me.
And you're not saying it, and I won't speak for you, Stoudy, but I think half of that battle is physically. Like, I get what Slater's saying, and everybody, you know, he's ready to go. He's got to have that ramp-up period. So.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
This is from Uncle Looney on the text line. He says, Goo. The Dubs are 5-13 this year when Kuminga plays 28 or more minutes.
That was pre-Jimmy Butler. Ah, pre-Jimmy.
Well, I think it's like he's not going to get 28 minutes consistently. That's the point.
Yeah, I would tend.
Well, nobody knows that to be fact.
Yeah, I kind of do. That's what
I hear you.
That's being a basketball.
Evan, you and I got one coming. It's an oven.
This guy can be bluffed out of a poker game with a blink of an eye.
I'll school you in poker so bad.
What game?
All of them. Five card, no stud, whatever you want. I can do it all.
You don't want me in Midnight Baseball.
What is that?
You never played that game?
No. I hate the name.
Well, it's called Baseball and then Midnight Baseball.
That sounds like something from the 70s.
Yeah, maybe early 80s, maybe. Yeah, help me, 888-957-9570. Have you ever heard of the game Midnight Baseball? Basically what it is I think you give, let's say four players are playing, you deal everybody, 13 okay. cards, 13, 50, how many cards in the deck, 52?
Well, yeah.
Okay, everybody gets 13 cards and they turn them over, face down. And then one guy turns his card over and let's say it's a king.
Okay.
All right, then the next guy goes, he pulls his card over, it's a three.
Yeah.
Turns the other card over, it's a six. He's got to keep going because that doesn't beat a king.
This sounds like war.
Turns his third card over, and it's a six. So now we can go to the next guy because he's got a pair of sixes, which beats a king. So now the next guy starts peeling cards over. He gets a five. He gets a 10. He gets a nine. Now he's got trouble brewing. There he gets a 10. Now we got a pair of tens. The next guy's got to beat a pair of tens, and you go around and something like that.
Yeah.
And then... That's Midnight Baseball.
I haven't heard of that one.
There's regular baseball where the cards are up, but I don't think that it is the exact same game.
Evan Austin in San Jose say, Evan, you coaching with the Kuminga? But we'll make that bet. We got to see what it looks like.
888-957-9570. Am I absolutely out of my mind?
People saying it sounds boring, that game.
510 says Steiny Faux Show made that game up. No, I come on, help me. Somebody, there's got to be another old timer out there.
Midnight Baseball. That's what. Wow.
You know, there actually is a Midnight Baseball game that's played every year in the Alaska League because during the summer there's no darkness And so they're allowed to play at midnight. It's the only baseball game in the country that happens at midnight.
Who plays?
It's like some Alaskan summer collegiate league, but they play at midnight every single year.
I locked into another mountain man, life in the bush.
Okay. By the way, we do have to talk. I got a glimpse at all your shows.
Oh, by the way, what happened to my TV?
Are you being real?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Evan, usually, talk to me. What was all
I'm going to say is there's not a whole lot of variety when it comes to Steiny's shows.
Mountain Men, Naked and Afraid, Alone, The Beast.
Evan's looking at your stuff.
The Alaska Bush, all those kind of shows.
I started Sicario just to throw in something else in the suggested queue.
Great call, E.
You know what? I saw that movie, Sicario. I thought it was going to be better.
You didn't like it?
I didn't think it was that good.
One of the greatest actors going. And I'm not going to make my fourth air of this show and pronounce
it. Oh, I think it was
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, no, it was Benicio. Yeah, that's right. I thought it was
He's a bad dude.
I thought it was Brolin.
He's also in that
Brolin's
movie.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So I don't know. It just didn't. I was really looking forward to it.
And what happened?
I just didn't.
I loved it.
It just didn't kind of do it for me. Yeah. Unlike the Dylan movie.
Well, it's kind of like the 49ers. They just, you know, there's a lot of cleaning house in that movie.
Boy.
Exactly. Man. And we'll get into the 49ers on the other side. We got Cam Inman coming up at noon. In case you've haven't been following the 49ers, they aren't really the 49ers anymore. They're going to be a different team next year, clearly. They have lost, by my count, 11 players are gone from last year's team. And we got to talk about kind of what's going on with them right now. Yeah. Not only that, with Kyle Shanahan, there's
some
talk about Kyle Shanahan maybe losing a little bit of his oomph. And we'll get into the 49ers on the other side. But hey, we can keep it warm. We can do two things at one time is what we can do. All right, 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicles welcome.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.